bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and a 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Katie DiGiuseppe. On Monday, President Joe Biden called for some major spending initiatives to lower healthcare, childcare, and housing costs, as well as shave off $3 trillion off the national debt over the next decade. He also called for new taxes on the wealthy, as well as for major corporations to pay for their proposed. In Biden's plan, Congress would offer universal pre-kindergarten education, provide up to 12 weeks of paid family and medical leave, as well as expanding anti-poverty tax credits. The majority of the budget would cover programs that are not annual to spending legislation, such as Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and veterans benefits. The minimum tax on billion-dollar corporations would increase from 15% to 21% from Biden's budget. However, taxes on U.S. multinationals' foreign income would rise from 10.5% to 21% and also eliminate some tax deductions for executive compensation. The proposal is expected to face long odds from Republicans, and according to the Washington Post, they are not going to make things easy for Biden and the Democratic Party. Biden mentioned that he wanted to start building a future of American possibilities in his speech. Here is what was reported to the San Francisco News on Monday afternoon.
This budget should be viewed as aspirational. This is what Biden
using all the right words.
If he were reelected and got not only a Democratic Congress, but a Democratic Congress that didn't include people who disagreed with him, like Joe Manchin. That said, you know, this is like, you know, we had the State of the Union speech last week. This is a little bit of how the rubber meets the road with that vision that Biden, you know, presented. And as far as like a budget getting done in an election year, I give the chances very low. Usually or often what they do is just wait until after the election to deal with, like, how they're going to spend.
Audio provided by Bloomberg. Former President Donald Trump's solution to ending the war in Ukraine is to completely cut off funding for Ukraine's defense, according to Viktor Orban, after his meeting with Trump. Trump said that Ukraine should not get one more penny. Orban then disclosed that the reason that the war will ultimately come to an end is because of the lack of money being lent. Trump's campaign statement about the meeting did not mention Ukraine, and the two men had discussed issues that affect the respective countries. Trump had previously hinted in his vision of a peace deal for Ukraine, along with expression of frustration with fellow NATO states. Trump has also requested that under his leadership that the U.S. would refuse to come to aid to fellow NATO states that could not have met the threshold. Trump even stated that he would encourage them to be attacked by Russia. Republicans in Congress have opposed further aid into Ukraine by sending a bill with $60 billion. After an incident report was revealed, two pilots of an Indonesian airline both fell asleep during a flight with more than 150 people aboard. For more than an hour, the pilots were unreachable and woke up to find out that their plane had veered off course. Before the preparation of the flight, the 28-year-old pilot told the commanding pilot that he had not had a proper rest the night before the flight, according to a report. The 32-year-old commanding pilot allowed the other pilot to rest during the first leg of the flight. A couple minutes later, the second pilot inadvertently fell asleep, according to the incident report, as the aircraft was approximately 36,000 feet in the air. Air traffic controllers and other pilots did try to attempt to get into contact with the napping pilots. After both pilots woke up after about a half hour of sleep, the pilot in command advised that their aircraft had experienced radio communication problems and that the current problem had been resolved. The flight then continued on its path and landed uneventfully. The primary pilot had 35 hours of rest prior to the flight, according to the report, while the secondary pilot had 53 hours of rest time. Also according to the report, the secondary pilot is also a new father with month-old twins who had just moved houses 2 days before the flight. No one was injured during the incident and the plane was left undamaged. Here is more information that News Nation reported on Sunday night about the incident and about the aircraft.
The incident occurred in January on a return flight from Kendari in the Indonesian province of Southeast Sulawesi. The pilots were operating a Batik Air flight when they both fell asleep at the same time for nearly 30 minutes.
Audio provided by News Nation. That's all for this episode of the Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Katie DiGiuseppe.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronc News Flash on 107.7 The Bronc, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronc News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronc.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronc.